This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. We've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So please stay with us. And you can visit me by emailing me, paul at a21r.com. And I want to thank many people that are the citizen journalists. Some of you have been with me for 12 years as citizen journalist. Wow. And I really do. Ron, I really do appreciate your work over there in Santa Clara, San Benito area. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Just a little sidebar, right? Anyway, we got a whole bunch of stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'll tell you, it is absolutely an explosive day, news-wise, of course. Every single day, as we've been talking about a whole bunch of different things, citizenship has been at the forefront of our conversation this morning. Also, China, Tom Steyer running for president. Just a few things out there. But now there's, again, as the day has moved on, there's more and more breaking news arising, I guess you can say. In fact, you can just say it all you want to, girlfriend and boyfriend, whatever you want to say, whatever friends we have out there. And I know we have lots of friends. Yeah. Agenda 21 Radio and Friends. I like that. I like that. Okay. So I'm going to go to the Drudge Report here to kind of put things into perspective. Epstein sinks Acosta. Ah, whatever is that about? Epstein sinks Acosta. Big red letters. Donald Trump standing there with Epstein. Trump Labor Secretary Alex Acosta resigns amid pressure from Jeffrey Epstein's sex traffic case. And it says here, Labor Secretary Acosta says he will resign amid controversy over the way he handled a sex crime case against wealthy businessman Jeffrey Epstein a decade ago when Acosta was U.S. Attorney for Southern Florida. The issue resurfaces when the politically connected Epstein, whose friends have included President Trump and former President Bill Clinton, is arrested on sex trafficking charges on July 6th. Aha. It says leading Democratic presidential candidates, including Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Speaker Leader Chuck Schumer, have demanded that Acosta quit. Okay. It says here that Donald Trump, this is, again, breaking news from CNBC, says President Trump said, I told Acosta he did not have to resign. Labor Secretary, this is, now this is, it's kind of a disjointed little article here. I don't know. Sometimes when they break these news things, it's kind of like you start to go into the read and it's like, wait a minute, some of these paragraphs may be out of place. Just saying. So I'm going to kind of skim this thing here. It says this was from the 12th today. So video is 4 minutes. Let's check this out and see what this video says here. I think they're loading an ad, but this is a video that they've got. Obviously, it says something that happened just this morning. The script here is that Labor Secretary Alex Acosta said Friday he will resign amid the controversy over the way he handled the sex crimes case. Acosta made the announcement to reporters while standing next to President Trump outside the White House. All right. That's kind of an interesting juxtaposition, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. I think it's very interesting how it's all played out, right? So, anyway, we're going to get into this article now. Here we go. I think it's got the spinning thing going on. Mm-hmm. Right. I guess we're not going to get to that. I'm hoping. Come on. Come on, let's go. Let's load it. Let's load it. And they don't want to load it. So anyway, let's try it again. We'll, répétez, s'il vous plaît.
Here we go. He's done a fantastic job. He's a friend of everybody in the administration, and I got a call this morning early from Alex, and I think he did a very good job yesterday. Under a lot of pressure, he did a fantastic job, and he explained it. He made a deal that people were happy with, and then 12 years later, they're not happy with it. You'll have to figure all of that out, but the fact is, he has been a fantastic Secretary of Labor. And Alex called me this morning, and he wanted to see me. And I actually said, well, we have the press right out here, so perhaps you just want to say it to the press. But I just want to let you know, this was him, not me, because I'm with him. He was he's a tremendous talent. He's a Hispanic man. He went to Harvard, a great student. And in so many ways, I just hate what he's saying now, because we're going to miss him. But please, Alex.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over the last week, I've seen a lot of coverage of the Department of Labor. And what I have not seen is the incredible job creation that we've seen in this economy, more than 5 million jobs. I haven't seen that workplace injuries are down, bucking a three-year trend. Workplace fatalities are down, bucking a three-year trend. that we had the safest year ever in mining, the lowest number of fatalities ever in mining. I have seen coverage of this case that is over 12 years old, that has input and vetting at multiple levels of the Department of Justice. And as I look forward, I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today. And so I called the president this morning. I told him that I thought the right thing was to step aside. You know, cabinet positions are temporary trusts. It would be selfish for me to stay in this position and continue talking about a case that's 12 years old rather than about the amazing economy we have right now. And so I submitted my resignation to the president effective 7 days from today, effective 1 week from today, earlier this morning.
Wow. It's just moments. It was about an hour ago, I guess. Not even
there
that.
There is no need at all, as far as I'm concerned. I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you could say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better. I got $1.2 billion settlement fine from a company, from ZTE. And the next day, and everybody couldn't believe it. The next day, the Democrats said, oh, he should have gotten more. So you can always be second-guessed. That's what people do. I just want to tell you, this is a person that I've gotten to know. There hasn't been an ounce of controversy at the Department of Labor until this came up. And he's doing this not for himself. He's doing this for the administration.
Yep. Alex Acosta. Awesome job.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Then.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Boy, talking about burning down the house.
Yeah, hold that.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting. We talked about this story, the integrity of China's Three Gorges dams called into question. I got a lot of feedback from a lot of you going, is that like the Orville Dam? Well, you know, it's kind of different. It's a different dam altogether, yeah. It's very, very wide and spread out. I mean, really it is. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. They did something that you wouldn't think that they would do when they made a dam. Normally what happens, as I understand it, and as you can see these dams being made, is that if you're going to make a dam, you have to go down to, quote, bedrock, wherever that is. And, you know, you have to determine if there is bedrock in a certain area and how deep is it and how you can get there. And because you've got to be able to tie the dam into the bedrock in some way. I mean, doesn't that make sense? The bedrock, the rock, the hardest rock you can get. Now, some places, the rock quality is denser than others. It's better than others. In some places, it's not too good. So, but you get the bedrock, regardless if you're going to do a concrete dam or an earth-filled dam. You just have to do that. And, you know, like what they did with the Orville Dam, there are really concrete embutments in places where they've gone to bedrock to stabilize the dam as they built it up with the earth and rock. Well, the rock, of course, is three varieties of river-washed rock, small, medium, and large, but they did not crush the rock. They did not fracture it. So what you have is a bunch of ball bearings in the dam. Now, the mass of it is so enormous, the likelihood, unless there's some sort of water porting, just like any other dam, of it coming down, is not real high. And that's not really the issue with the Orville Dam. The issue is the other side, on the spillway side, which has a earthen feature. It's the original mountainside, where it's all earth, and the rock that's there is not competent rock. The bedrock is not competent. I can't remember the name of it right offhand, but it fractures very easily. But that's what they use as the bedrock for. But it is bedrock. Got it? It's the bedrock that they got. So you go to bedrock. That's the point. But in the case of this Three Gorges Dam, this is what they did. They couldn't get to bedrock, or obviously when they were designing it and laying it out, they said, well, you know, we'll pick this spot and we'll build a dam. That seems to be the best way, the most efficient way for us to do that, right? Okay, so they did. Now, this is what they did. They did not go to bedrock. Why? Because apparently they couldn't find bedrock. It was all just dirt, loose soil. Or they just got lazy and did not want to go further down to bedrock and establish it so that you have that tie into the bedrock. Doesn't that make sense? You anchor the dam to the bedrock. Well, that's not what they did with this river, the Yangtze River. It's a huge dam. Now, what they did is this. Instead of bedrock, they brought in huge concrete blocks and they created a bedrock. Okay. And it was never anchored to legitimate bedrock. Aha. So now they've got these pictures. You can Google it, and Google Earth will show you. You've got these pictures. If you take a look at the picture, the dam itself is distorted. It's being pushed around. Yeah, it's kind of wavy now. Rather than a straight shot across the river, it's being wavy because why? The movement of those concrete blocks has started to occur. It's been occurring for quite some time, and the movement is substantial. It's so substantial, they've actually forbid people to go out in the dam now. Now, that is a big mistake. We think we have trouble out here in Orville, and we do. And we do these, you know, things are not looking good. They're trying to draw the water down as quickly as they can because they understand they have so much pressure on the headworks and on those gates and everything else. Yeah, they haven't been telling us the truth. And now what they're trying to do at the dam, it's very simple. They're putting in grout. Looks like, you know, Portland grout. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me set that up. You know, remember they called me a fool. And I, you know, all the name calling I got and everything about. I didn't know what I was talking about. But the reality check, I knew exactly what I was talking about because I'm 100% correct on this, as well as other people that I talk to that are in the dam business or in the business of dams, you know. We've been spot on about everything about the spillway and about the, it's the new spillway that's worse than the old spillway, which, by the way, I would have been happy even to this day with the old spillway, even with Croyle's Canyon, as they called it, because we knew what we got there. We knew what we got. This one, we don't know what we got. It's a monster, and it doesn't work because they ruined it. The plates leak like a sieve. That's why they're using the grouting feature now, but they're doing, it's interesting. As you take a look at the pictures that you see of Oroville Dam, and you take a look at the spillway, and by the way, you can do that by going to agenda21radio.news and look at the cameras. Click on the cameras, and it takes you right up to the Parks and Recreation, and you just click on the first button, and you should be able to pull up, oh, the spillway view from the road, Oroville Dam Boulevard. Where you know, we always go down there and talk and stuff like that. Well, they've got some issues, and they've had some issues. And, oh, shocking, shocking. We're looking at it right now, live view. And what time does it show on the clock A right now? 8:25 and 9 seconds. That's what we have here. And we're watching a big truck, a big loader, big-time loader, go across the bottom, the base, if you will, of that newly constructed road. A big rock hauler. But above that, in exactly the same spot where we saw before the spillway was ever even activated, we see them doing a grouting regime on one of the plates that leaks. And of course, they said to us that the plates don't leak. Are you crazy? And this guy who flies around says, hey, we don't know what you're talking about. There's no what it gave this whole scenario. By the way, I can't find, where's his most recent report on the Oroville Dam? That's because he's been made a fool. Yeah. He didn't have his facts together, and he's been made a fool. They are running a very aggressive grout program. You can see that. And you can see that there's still a lot of leaks, and of course they've been pressure washing, it looks like. The stains from all the soil that's been seeping out from underneath the dam, underneath the spillway. That's kind of like your local little report. We noticed this. We were up there on Monday. We noticed them laying all these things out Monday afternoon. And yes, they did. They are still, looks like they've still got the equipment out there. They're deeply involved in that process. Now, that shows you there's a problem. And we know that there's a problem. Listen, the first clue when you look at the spillway that you know that there's a problem, there's water running over the top on the right-hand side as you look at it. That's your first clue. Then your second clue is you can see the obvious leaks in the plates. Those are leaks, guys. Don't let them lie to you, which is what the DMV, DWR has been known to do all along. Now, why would they be doing that? You know, they if they took the other attitude, look, we have this problem. This is what we're facing. And get the public's, and literally make an effort to get the public to understand, they would have a rooting section out here for them. Instead, people distrust them because they're constantly being lied to. You know, our eyes can't deceive us. We can see the leaks, although they want you to believe something else. How many fingers do I hold up? Oh, no, it's five, not two. You don't see two. You see five. Because I told you it's five, right? Two is thou, five. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, and become a member of New California State. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back. We are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, we're looking at the Oroville Dam right now and going to get some numbers for you, some fast facts and rationale. In other words, numbers. Because it's important to understand that they're dropping the water. Now, I have not checked in the last several hours, but I can tell you water seems to be receding yet. Still, it's July, you know. Oftentimes, July is the biggest month for water outflows at a dam. You know, the snow melt's going on, you know. It's June and July is really the time. So they have basically pledged not to open the... They say they can use the spillway, but they really can't because you're not telling the truth. There's problems in the spillway. Oh, and yes, there's grouting going on, which means that there's severe leaks in certain areas. By the way, it's grouting in the same area where they had severe leaks before. That they said they didn't have, but they do have. You know what I mean? So it's the exact same plate, actually, which is kind of interesting how this whole thing kind of lays out, if you know what I mean. And I'm sure you do know what I mean. So as I take a look at the front of the spillway one more time before we get into some of the numbers that are going on in the spillway, it's kind of interesting to see you've got these big, huge tractor trucks. I mean, big, huge loaders, you know, the big tires on them and stuff like that. They're going across the base of the spillway. They created a road down there, just kind of wide enough for these vehicles to go through. And these vehicles are just, it's just rock hauling. They're rock hauling is what they're doing. They're going across this big, huge dam. And, of course, it's amazing to see. To see these big old vehicles going across the dam is quite stunning, to say the least. Okay, but let's get into some of the numbers and see what we have with the numbers that are happening here with the Oroville Dam, because these numbers have got to stick. They really do. So Oroville Dam, let's see, numbers, levels and flows, rock and roll levels and flows. Flow is 888 feet. That's the elevation of the reservoir, 888 feet. Down, obviously, from the 896, right? Boy, they're getting her down 8 feet already, just since the 4th of July. Wow. Isn't that amazing? They're in a hurry to get it down. Outflows, 8,793 feet versus inflows of 2,359 feet. They're going to have this thing down in within 813 feet. You watch. They're going to bring it down that quick. It's obvious they've got damage at the top they've got to handle. They've got to take pressure off of those gates, and those gates are under severe pressure right now. And they don't have enough time. I hope they have time. Obviously, I hope. I don't want to have this death and destruction going on, this mayhem. But they have to have, that pressure off those gates. They're severely damaged, and they know it. This is a problem they had at the very beginning. They were warned and warned and warned and warned and warned by people, and they chose not to do any kind of work on it. Now they've got leaks all over the place where they shouldn't have leaks. Of course, they've got to fix the under drains. There's a lot of problems. They don't drain. Right. So where does that water? Well, it ports. It finds places to leak out of, and that's creating a softening of the hillside and problems with phreatic water. That's the problem. A lot of people don't understand that phreatic water movement that's in the soil of the spillway. Now, listen, remember, for those of you that don't know, I'm going to go through this again. The dam itself is not what we're worried about the most, even though it's got issues, and certainly the Hyatt Power Plant, the drainage system, all that's out of whack. They don't have the piezometers. They can't tell the phreatic movement in that dam at all because, as far as we know, they have not fixed the piezometers, which measures phreatic movement in the dam. They used to have, 58 of them, and now then only two worked, and then the two failed. Yeah, I mean, come on. Now, they've got piezometers apparently in the spillway built in, but the problem with the spillway is the spillway sits on soil. And very incompetent rock on top of that. I mean, underneath it all. So the spillway has been built on that. It was built after the first spillway, failed. But it didn't completely fail. It still functioned, especially about trying to port water out from underneath it, even though the porting of the water led to its demise ultimately after 40-some years of use. But remember, it was the state of California that did not use the money properly to maintain the dam to begin with. We might still have that same old dam today, working today, had they maintained it properly over the last 10 to 12 years. Where's Jerry Brown when you need him? Well, he's taking your money away from infrastructure and putting it into illegal foreign nationals. Right? That's how it works. The corruption has been replete. And there will be a time for that to be assessed. Now, they need to bring the water level down. They seem to be doing that. Thank goodness. Another 50 feet. We may be feeling less pressure on those gates. Let's keep our fingers crossed that nothing happens between now and then. Because I can guarantee if a gate goes, you're going to get more than one gate. You're going to get three and four gates that are going to go. And then we got a problem. And if we're putting water over on that spillway in large quantities that are uncontrollable, that will be an even bigger problem, and they all know it. So they're working diligently around, not even around the clock, but they're working diligently to shore up and brace up all those things around the spillway gates. It's exactly what they should be doing. But this whole notion of not telling us the truth about it is another issue. I know they try and tell everybody to calm down. Don't worry about the situation. Don't be hysterical. We don't want to create fear, but they create more fear in people because they don't tell them the truth to begin with. You know, I would rather be on the side of rooting for these people to get it fixed rather than to have them stop lying to us and putting us all in these, you know, in doubt about everything that's going on up there. We can see what's happening. And no matter how many people you try and shut up and you try and tell them they can't do what they want to do, guess what? Guess what? These people have a right to know. The public, by the way, has a right to know what's going on there. And you see, this is the rub about it all. This governmental agency does not have the right to hold this stuff back from us. It does not have that. They have an obligation, a right and responsibility to tell us what's truly going on, and they're not doing that. You know, I find it interesting that no one else out there is proclaiming this. Seems that they've got everybody shut up about it, in government, outside of government, except for those people who, you know, with the tinfoil hat on. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, well, you know what's really kind of funny? It's not such a conspiracy theory now, is it? Is it such a conspiracy now that we can see for our own eyes that the spillway leaks like a sieve, the spillway gates are destroyed? We actually have video, we have film, we can see it. And they lied to us all the way around the board, all the way around the board. So do you think people might be fearful and distrustful of these people? And the answer is yes and hell yes. And we demand answers. We demand answers. Who puts us at risk the most? You know, the notion comes up, are these the terrorists, the modern-day governmental terrorists over us? Are they any different? Is the DWR any different than any other run-of-the-mill terrorist organization? No. If they keep us all in fear like this, keep us in doubt, or they just don't tell us the truth, and then all of a sudden something evil happens when they should have told us the truth. What is that? What in the world is that? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's government run amok. It's totalitarianism. When government becomes the terrorist, you know you have problems. And we've seen a lot of that lately, haven't we? Especially in California. Just saying. Is the California state government the new modern-day terrorist? I would say it is. Starting with the governor down to the DWR. And they put a lot of people at risk, including law enforcement, who's trying to, again, enforce lawful behavior with people. But when government itself starts to destroy the legal system in and of itself and become lawless in and of itself, then we have, of course, tyranny. That's why we're starting New California, so we end the tyranny. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza.
It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Man, we got a lot of things going on still. Yeah. Better check in to see. We're going to check for understanding at this point in time. We're going to find out what is really, truly going on with San Diego. No. San Diego is a great place, by the way. And San Diego crew down there are going crazy, going gaga bonkers. And really do appreciate all the great work that they're doing down in San Diego County, Orange County, and Riverside County, soon to be San Bernardino County. Things are happening down there. We're going to be making some phone calls here shortly. Actually, so visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and become a member. You can sign up to become a member and get all the different news and reports and everything coming out from New California. That's going to be really some stuff that's ramping up. We're going to be a lot more aggressive about a lot of things because we can now. You know, our growth and has been spectacular, and it's going to continue to be spectacular all throughout the state of California and beyond. And beyond, we got a lot of people outside. We have, of course, I'll be making an appearance at the conference. I'll get you more information about this next week. I'll be making an appearance by way of Skype at a conference for New Illinois. Big convention, big confab going on in Illinois and for the New Illinois movement. And I'll be one of the featured speakers. So that's going to be done on Skype, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to be there. And they've been so gracious. Gina Merrick has been wonderful about the whole thing. And, of course, you got the whole New Nevada thing going on, too. They're making a road trip all over the place. This is just amazing to think about this. You got things going on in Illinois. You got things going on in Nevada. And you got certainly things exploding in California, right? Exploding in California. So, anyway, this is what is going on now. We got this big, huge network that's starting to develop across the country. At some point in time, people are going to take notice. Go, what is this thing? What is this monster? Okay, let me kind of give you the update on how this whole thing works. Right, New California, New Illinois, and New Nevada, which are the three eminent ones right now, are following the Constitution of the United States of America, and to some degree, the Constitution of all of the three states as well. Okay, we get that. The provisions in the Constitution of the United States are similar. The state constitutions are similar in provisions for creating a new state. Now, this is how you do this fundamentally. You conform, and you have permission by the Constitution, a God-given right, a God-given right, not one declared by the Democrats. It's a God-given right. God has given us this right to do this. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states that you can form a new state from a pre-existing state or parts of pre-existing states when you get the permission of the legislature of those states concerned and that of the Congress. That's basically it. Now, what that means is this. Is that we have the right in California as citizens to step up, and the key word is citizens. See, it comes down to that. The whole discussion in the first 2 hours of this show is about citizens. We as citizens have a God-given right to do this. And you see, that's the discussion about citizenship that they don't want you to hear about, is the God-given right that we have. They don't want you to hear about any of this stuff. God has given us this right. Uh-oh. Nancy Pelosi's going, uh-oh. Everybody in the uh-oh. God again. God pops up again. Yes, he does. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We can do this. We have a right to do it. And no one can tell you we don't have a right to do it. Okay? I mean, you got to realize that. We have a right to do it, period. So do it. That's my motto. If we have a right to do it, do it. And we're doing it, and we've been doing it. So we've decided that what we're going to do is follow other states as they have done it as well. And we've got the last state to do this, West Virginia, 1861. The last time this has been done successfully was 1861. So I say to myself, well, you know, we got the Constitution, we got the Bill of Rights, and we got the Declaration of Independence, the three documents that we need that have the tools within to create a new state. But you have to have something else, and that's precedent. Where has this been done before? Only three times in American history have we done this successfully out of the 50 states. Now, think about that. All the other ones have been formed out of agreements and treaties and, of course, with territories. So it's a different process. Not too dissimilar, but it's different. And again, what's different about it is that if you have a territory and you want to form a state, think about it, where are you going to appeal if you're in that territory within when you don't have a government, when you don't have a constitution for the state? You have to go make that appeal through your representatives that you have there into Congress. It's a whole different process. But the process to form a state from a pre-existing state differs in the sense that you have to work with the government of that state. You have to work with the state government. The state concerned, that's what it says. Now, what it means is this. You don't bypass working with the state concerned or the legislature of the state concerned. That's the key thing, the legislature. See, Tom Steiner, Tim Draper, they think they can just do whatever they want to do and ignore the Constitution. Now, Tim Draper came up with the three-state solution, and before that was the six-state solution. He came up with the three-state solution. They're going to put it on the ballot for 2018, and of course they fell flat because it was thrown out by the California State Supreme Court. Why? Because it was not concerning the legislature of the state concerned, meaning the California legislature. It was a proposition. He went out and contacted the Secretary of State. He got signatures. He put it on the ballot. And he got it thrown off the ballot because it was deemed unconstitutional. It did not. It did not meet the requirements of Article 4, Section 3, like I just read to you, or said to you. That's why he was thrown out. $12 million later, he's thrown out. Now, we're different, because what we do is we take and work with the state legislature. And we do that by mimicking what they did in West Virginia, because that did work. We form county committees, and our county committees will work directly with the state legislatures. Yeah, in other words, the Assembly and the Senate. Timing is everything, though, and I'm not going to give you some of the secrets. And once we do that, then we move on to the Congress. It's a process. I say 18 months and we'll be done. We'll be a new state. It's going to happen faster than you think, too. That's fundamentally the process for forming a new state, the new state of California. And they're following that in Illinois. Now, Illinois has a whole different set of problems and different directions, but it's still the same. The fundamental behind the reason why we're forming a new state is we lack representation in the rural areas of California. All that was taken away by a court decision called Reynolds versus Sims in 1964. That's been part of the process. And again, that's also been part of the process of diminishing borders. You see, the other thing, what it did was the Reynolds versus Sims decision eliminated county senators to the state anyway, being representing a county, a sovereign area. And from there, they changed them into districts because they wanted them to represent people and not territory, not a sovereign area. And, of course, that is the big problem, isn't it? We have one district, the first Senate district in California, and the senator has to serve 11 counties. Wow. All the other senators are serving populations down in Southern California. Lack of representation, same as in Chicago, same as in...
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got to run for time right now, and thanks for listening. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.